Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Israel and Civilization, The Fate of the Jewish Nation and the Destiny of the West by Josh Hammer presents a sweeping argument that the story of the Jewish people and the security of the state of Israel are inseparable from the health of Western civilization itself, written by a commentator steeped in law, politics, and public debate. The book frames Israel not merely as a nation-state in a contested region, but as a civilizational touchstone tied to the West's moral confidence, strategic clarity, and commitment to self-preservation. Hammer connects ancient foundations, modern political realities, and contemporary ideological struggles. B.S., contending that the West's ambivalence toward Israel reflects a deeper crisis of meaning within Western democracies. The book moves between history, theology, geopolitics, and cultural criticism, aiming to persuade readers that support for Israel is not only a matter of foreign policy, but also a statement about the values the West claims to uphold. It is positioned as a vigorous defense of Israel and a warning about the costs of Western drift. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a civilizational thesis: Israel is a pillar of the West. A central theme is the claim that Israel should be understood through a civilizational lens rather than only a diplomatic one. The book argues that Israel embodies key strands of the Western tradition, including biblical moral inheritance, the rule of law, and a commitment to national self-determination. Hammer contends that debates about Israel often operate with truncated categories, treating the country as an isolated geopolitical problem, instead of a frontline society facing challenges that increasingly resemble those confronting Western nations. He links the delegitimization of Israel to broader skepticism about the legitimacy of borders, cultural continuity, and the moral right of nations to defend themselves. In this framework, the intensity of anti-Israel activism is interpreted as a proxy battle over whether the West still believes in its own foundational narratives. The topic also explores how Israel functions as both symbol and test case symbol of continuity with the West's religious and historical roots, and test case for whether democracies can respond coherently to threats without abandoning liberal principles. The outcome, Hammer suggests, signals something larger than Israeli politics. It signals the West's ability to recognize friends, name adversaries, and defend civilizational confidence. History, peoplehood, and legitimacy in the modern nation-state era. The book places major emphasis on Jewish peoplehood and the historical relationship between the Jewish nation and the land of Israel as a foundation for modern legitimacy. Hammer treats Zionism not as a colonial project, but as a national restoration movement shaped by diaspora experience, persecution, and enduring religious and cultural memory. This topic highlights the way the book frames Jewish identity as both particular and universal, particular as a distinct covenantal and historical community, and universal in the sense that Jewish contributions helped form moral and legal concepts that later became integral to the West. The argument addresses common modern objections to nationalism by insisting that Jewish national self-determination is neither anomalous nor uniquely suspect. Hammer also situates the State of Israel within the post-World War II international order, emphasizing how 20th century catastrophes and state formation debates created a context in which a Jewish homeland became both morally urgent and politically contested. The discussion aims to show that arguments over Israel's legitimacy are rarely confined to facts on the ground. They often stem from deeper disagreements about history, identity, and whether ancient bonds can ground modern political rights. The result is a defense that blends historical narrative with a broader critique of selectively applied standards. Thirdly, security realism: terrorism, deterrence, and moral clarity. Another major topic is the book's emphasis on hard security realities and the moral dilemmas of national defense. Hammer argues that Israel's strategic environment forces choices that many Western critics can afford to treat as abstractions. The book frames terrorism, asymmetric warfare, and the use of civilian spaces for military purposes as central challenges that distort how outsiders judge Israeli actions. A key strand is the claim that moral clarity is required to evaluate conflicts where one side openly targets civilians, and the other is a democracy attempting to limit harm while protecting its population. Hammer underscores deterrence and the necessity of credible force, suggesting that both Israel and the West suffer when elites adopt euphemisms, downplay ideological motivations of violent actors, or treat self-defense as morally equivalent to aggression. The topic also connects Israeli security dilemmas to Western domestic concerns, arguing that the same ideological currents that animate anti-Western violence abroad can influence social cohesion and security at home. By presenting security as both practical and moral, the book aims to reframe Israel's military posture as a case study in how democracies survive in hostile environments. the argument is designed to challenge readers to consider what they would demand of any state charged with protecting its citizens under persistent threat. Fourthly, the ideological battlefield media narratives, academia, and activist politics. The book also focuses on how Israel's image is shaped by institutions that create cultural consensus, including media, universities, and activist networks. Hammer argues that Israel's treatment in these arenas often reflects narrative selection more than balanced analysis. He describes a pipeline in which simplified oppressed frameworks travel from academic theory into social media activism and then into mainstream political language. Within that pipeline, Israel becomes a symbol onto which broader grievances are projected, while Jewish concerns about anti-Semitism are minimized or reframed as political manipulation. This topic considers how language choices, selective framing of events, and the amplification of certain voices can produce a moral inversion where a small democracy is cast as uniquely malevolent. Hammer presents this as part of a wider Western crisis, in which institutions meant to transmit knowledge and civic norms instead intensify polarization and reward ideological conformity. The discussion also highlights how anti-Zionism can overlap with older anti-Semitic patterns, even when presented as purely political critique. In this telling, defending Israel requires more than policy arguments, it requires contesting the moral vocabulary that dominates elite discourse. The book urges readers to examine how narratives are formed, and to ask whether the standards applied to Israel are applied with comparable rigor to other states and conflicts. Lastly, Alliance and Destiny: Why Israel's Future is Tied to Western Renewal. A final major topic is the interdependence between Israel's endurance and the West's willingness to reaffirm its own identity. Babelhav, Hammer argues that alliances are not maintained only by interests, but also by shared moral assumptions and shared stories about what is worth defending. When Western societies become uncertain about their heritage, they become less capable of sustaining solidarity with a nation that unapologetically asserts historical continuity, religious tradition, and national sovereignty. The book connects this to policy debates in the United States and Europe, suggesting that wavering support for Israel is both symptom and cause of broader strategic incoherence. Hammer portrays Israel as a democratic ally, with lessons for Western states, resilience under pressure, social solidarity amid threat, and a clearer understanding of the relationship between culture and security. This topic also addresses the idea of destiny, not as fatalism, but as a call to choose civilizational continuity over fragmentation. The argument implies that the West's future will be shaped by whether it can resist self-erasure, defend borders and civic cohesion, and uphold moral distinctions in foreign policy. In this framework, supporting Israel becomes part of a larger project of Western renewal, with Israel serving as both partner and mirror. The book ends up pressing readers to treat the Israel question as a referendum on the West's will to survive as a coherent civilization. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to think about Israel beyond daily headlines, including students of politics and law, faith-minded readers interested in the biblical roots of the West, and anyone concerned about the direction of Western democracies. It will also appeal to readers who feel that mainstream discussion of Israel often lacks historical depth or moral clarity, and who want a strongly argued case that connects foreign policy to civilizational self-understanding. The potential life benefit comes from the book's insistence on clearer thinking, distinguishing moral categories, testing narratives against history, and recognizing how cultural assumptions shape policy choices. Even for readers who disagree with Hammer, the book can sharpen critical reasoning by forcing engagement with first principles about nationhood, legitimacy, and self-defense. Compared to many books that treat Israel as either a narrow policy file or a single conflict narrative, this one aims to integrate history, ideas, and strategy into a single thesis about the West's future. Its value lies in scope and provocation. It tries to explain why the Israel debate matters so much and what it reveals about Western confidence. For readers seeking a cohesive argument rather than a compartmentalized overview, it offers a distinctive reason to buy and wrestle with its claims. If you would like to support Josh Hammer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.